there are sort of three different groups responsible for people believing in this conspiracy theory. And the first one is the Clinton campaign. They secretly funneled money through a law firm to hire a group of people that came up with this narrative about Russia collusion. That group was called Fusion GPS, this infamous dossier that alleged that Donald Trump was compromised by Russia and that they had him over a barrel and they had compromising information and that he was giving them things in exchange for this compromising information. What they do is they take bad information and they send it to reporters and they get stories written. This group did that. This is how you heard about the Russia collusion narrative throughout the 2016 campaign, was because this group and others were sharing these stories that turned out not to be true. And they also managed to get the information to be bought into at the highest levels of government. It was being shared at the FBI, Department of Justice, and also the State Department. And so that's the second group that's responsible for the theory. And then the final group that enabled all this to happen were the media, and they were just overly compliant with an information operation. They didn't stop and think whether they were being had. They didn't ask tough questions of either the Clinton campaign operatives who were giving them the information or the intelligence and law enforcement officials they were dealing with. It's a very bad decision on their part, because buying into that conspiracy theory only to have it blow up after two very long and difficult years later makes them look even worse than when they started.